A strike by U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan's Wardak province kills at least one person, wounding another. Local Afghan sources say the dead Afghan was a high-ranking Taliban militant. Taliban sources have yet to confirm the incidents. UN observers have reported in the past that Afghan civilians, including women and children, are the main victims of U.S.-led attacks in the war-torn country. A recent similar U.S.-led airstrike in the eastern Paktia province killed 16 people, whom Afghans said were civilians. Our correspondent Fayez Khorshid joins us from Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, to tell us more about this incident. Fayez, I'm curious, is this another incident that has happened at night? What do we know about this? Tell us more about what has occurred.
No, it happened early morning, and it was carried out by U.S. forces there in Madan Wardak. It's the latest U.S. airstrike. One person has been killed, and we have now two different accounts about the identity of the man who has been killed by this U.S. airstrike. One, the U.S. military, the other, local villagers there. The U.S. military men are saying that the person who has been killed was a militant, but local villagers have a different story to tell. They say that that man had no links to Taliban militants. He was not involved in the Taliban campaign. He was an innocent person. But it's too difficult for the Afghan people and for villagers now there in Wardak to believe the U.S. military man, because it's civilians who are increasingly being killed and wounded in ground engagements, deadly bombings, and airstrikes. U.S. airstrikes remain responsible for the bulk of civilian deaths. And the U.S. military men usually tell to reporters here in Kabul that they do all what they can to protect civilians, but they failed to do that. And now rights groups question how U.S. forces determine when a person is hostile. The Afghan government is also demanding explanation on this. Let's take, for example, what happened 5 months ago in Kunar province in the east near the border with Pakistan. The U.S. forces there launched a nighttime airstrike. They said it was against the Taliban militants. But later on, we found that 17 little kids have been killed. They were in their beds when their homes were bombed by U.S. forces. And that outraged the whole nation in this country. Everyone, including President Hamid Karzai, came out with strong words against the U.S. forces' air operations. And these air operations have caused a large number of civilian deaths, especially in those areas near the border with Pakistan, and also if you travel to Helmand in Kandahar. Everyone there complain against U.S. forces' airstrikes. They believe that these airstrikes have killed innocent people. But of course, the U.S. military men disagree. Now, that's why the Afghan people, as well as people even inside President Hamid Karzai's administration, want that the U.S. military men should change their rules of engagement very immediately.
Thank you. Fayez Khorshid, a correspondent there from Kabul. Thank you.